今天我们继续讲罗马书第八章。
Today we will continue with the 8th chapter of Romans.
那是我们的罗马书的第五讲。
This is the 5th session on the book of Romans.
我们主要讲的是关乎神的选召。
And we will consider the election of God.
那这个题目是非常重要的。
This is a very important topic.
我有一点觉得恐惧战惊。
And I stand here trembling.
但我觉得每一次我讲到之前会有恐惧战惊倒是更好。
But many a time I realize when I have this feeling is even better.
但我们还是仰望主。
But we look to the Lord.
求主让我们在今天所听见的对我们有益无损。
We pray that what we hear today would be beneficial to us and will not do us any harm.
请各位看罗马书第八章二十九节到三十节。
Shall we turn to the 8th chapter of Romans, verses 29 and 30?
罗马书第八章二十九节到三十节。
Romans 8:29-30.
我们大家一同念。
Let us read together.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又招他们来，所招来的人又称为他们的义，所称为义的人又叫他们的荣耀。好，我们先读这两节圣经。在这两节圣经里面，他告诉我们说，神预先知道一般的人。
In these two verses, it tells us that God foreknew some people.
神所预先知道的人，他就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
And for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
这是第一次正正实实的讲到预定，圣经中。
It's the first time this Bible brings out predestination.
在新约很明显的有这个预定这个字。
So it is obvious the word is found in the New Testament.
他预先所知道的人就预先定下，这是预先命定，预先定也是预定。
Those whom he foreknew, he also predestined.
那么这里说他预定我们效法他儿子的模样。
And he predestined us to be conformed to the image of his son.
这是早一点，七十年前是这样了解的。
And this is the understanding 70 years ago.
这效法神的儿子的模样，有一种可能会引起我们认为是我们要去效法基督。
When we say to conform to the image of his son, it might give us wrong impression as that we have to imitate Christ.
但是现在许多新的译本都不觉得是这样。
But many new translations do not feel this way.
乃是神预先命定。
But rather God predestined.
我们这些他预先知道的人。
Those of us who are foreknown by him.
每一个人要一模一样的像基督。
Every one of us must be just like Christ.
那先是基督是在万有之先已经有了他。
And Christ exists before all creation.
以后所有蒙基督救赎的人。
And all, later on, all those who are saved by Christ.
也就是神预先所知道的人。
They are also those God foreknew.
也就是神所拣选的人。
They are also those God elect.
那神预定一件事，预定他们要跟耶稣一模一样。
God predestined one thing, that they are to be like Jesus Christ.
那不是我们人的努力，是神要做到这样的目的。
It is not our effort, but that God Himself would accomplish it.
啊，那个一模一样，就是说每一个人呢、啊，我们到见主面的时候，看起来完全像基督。
When we say that we will be like Christ, it's when we shall see Him face to face, we will be exactly like Him.
在我们还没有见主面之前，神用各种方法来锻炼我们。
So before we see him, God used various ways to train us, discipline us.
我们等一下会讲到二十八节，因为很多人了解二十八节，只以为说无论遇见什么事，总是神有好意思，就是这样罢了。
Later on, we will consider verse 28. Many think that this verse only said, whatever we encounter, God has His good planning.
但是二十八节里面有很重要的意思，跟上下文很有连接的。
But actually, verse 28 has very important points that has a good connection with in context.
好，那么在这个二十九节跟三十节就告诉我们，神给我们知道他预定了一件事。
Verses 29 and 30 allow us to know that God predestined one thing.
啊， 但是不是神不是只有预定一件事，很多事情是他预先定好的。
There are many things predestined by God.
但是他给我们知道的只是这一件，这里这一件。
But what he allowed us to know is just this one thing here.
只是他预定我们每一个属基督的人要完全像基督，一模一样的像基督。
He predestined that every one of us who belong to Christ should be like Christ.
现在我们再看以弗所书第一章第三节到五节。
Shall we turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 5?
以弗所书第一章第三节到五节，三节到五节好不好，请朱长老为我们读出来。
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父上帝，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如上帝从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己的意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
还请念十一节。
Verse 11。
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
好，这两节圣经也论到预定。
These two verses also concerns predestination.
我有一个目的就是要让各位知道那圣经中的预定论。
My purpose is that we will all understand the biblical predestination.
那我们就站在主的言语上，永远不会有什么不好的结果。
And if we stand firm in the words of God, they will never bring about the bad result.
在以弗所书这几节圣经里面，
In these few verses we just read in Ephesians,
又告诉我们，神又给我们知道，
And God once again reveals to us,
他预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分，
that he predestined us that through the Lord Jesus Christ we have sonship.
好，又有一件事显明给我们，给我们知道他预定我们借耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
So this is another thing revealed to us that through Jesus Christ we are destined to be His sons.
那么十一节又说，他这也预定我们在他里面得了基业。
And in the verse 11, it tells us that He destined us that we will have inheritance in Him.
那下面那一句就讲到，这件事是他预定的。
And then the next verse tells us He has predestined this.
那么预定我们在基督里面的的基业，也可以翻成成为基督的产业。
That we have inheritance can also be translated that we become inheritance of Jesus Christ.
这两方面都可以的。
You can understand it in both directions.
好，除此以外，圣经再没有讲那个预定那个字。
Beyond this, there is never mentioned again the word predestination in the scripture.
那可能有人说，我在使徒行传十三章四十八节那边说，凡预定得永生的人都得救，都接受了呀。
But many will quote and if from the book of Acts, chapter 13,
四十八节。
Verse 48, that those who are destined to be saved were saved.
那一个字不是预定的这一个字。
But the word there is not the word predestination.
在我们翻译圣经修正的时候，我们非常谨慎，不随便用那个预定这两个字。
When we are in the process of translating the scripture, we try to be very careful not to use the word predestination.
在那边是说，凡是命定，是指定的永生的人，就接受了。
All those who are appointed to have eternal life receive.
好，那么从这根据这两段的经文，我们可以知道神预先知道一般的人。
According to these two passages, we know that God foreknew certain people.
那么他所预先知道的人，也就是他所要拣选的人。
And those whom he foreknew are also those who elected.
他所拣选的人，他就预先定下要让他们像基督，完全像基督。
And those whom he elected, he predestined that they ought to be like Christ.
也预先定下他们得到靠着耶稣基督得到儿子的名分。
And he also predestined that through Jesus Christ they are to be as sons.
预先定下他们在基督里面得基业，或是成为基业。
And also predestined that in the Lord Jesus Christ they would receive inheritance or that they become his inheritance.
好，在这里有预知、拣选和预定。
And here we have the word to foreknow, election and also predestination.
到底哪一个先呢？
But which comes first?
我们没有法子，我不敢说哪一个先。
I dare not to say which one comes first.
那么你看看那个系统神学里面这些专家们，都有的人主张那个先，有个人就是那种先的。
And many scholars in systematic theology will have various opinions on this.
我认为说那一个是先，它是同时发生了，到见主面一切都分晓。
I consider which one is whichever is first, or all of them exist together. We will see it.
好，神所预知、所拣选、所预定的人。
Those who God foreknew, elected and predestined.
而我们所预定是讲到那三件事，他所预定三件事。
And we mentioned three things concerning this predestination.
那这些人呢、啊？神有一天就呼召他们。
And these people, one day God will call them.
啊，先有这个计划。
God has such a plan.
然后按照他的时间来呼召那些他所预先知道的人。
And according to his time, he called these whom he foreknew.
啊，从预先知道到我们跟主一同得荣耀这一段时间，啊，神会做他的事情。
And during the time, between the time he foreknew them and the time we shall see him in his glory, God will accomplish certain things.
啊，他预先知道的人，他就招他们来。
Whom he foreknew, he called them.
所招的人就称他们为义。
Whom he called, he justified them.
到一称他们为义啊，就他们的前面的一切都是按着按部就班来了。
And of course, everything goes according to steps.
按着神的时间，神在他们的身上工作。
According to the time of God, God works in their life.
那所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And those whom he justified, he also glorified.
从称义到得荣耀这一段时间。是在地上的生活，神会用各种法子来各种的功课来锻炼我们。
And between the time of justification and the time of glorification, the Lord will use various lessons on this earth throughout our life to train us.
好，那么在这里呢，就是我们所能知道的圣经观的预定的道理。
And this is what we can receive as a biblical predestination.
那我不是说这个加尔文的预定论不好。
Saying that the predestination theory of Calvin is not good.
他的用意是很好的。
I think he has a very good intention.
那我们在神学院里面的系统神学这一课，我一定要我们的学生每一个人都读过一次的预定论。
And in systematic theology, I would ask my students, every one of them, to study predestination.
那是加尔文的预定论。
That is the Calvinistic predestination.
每一个人看过的人，他都在摸了写说我到今天才明白预定论原来是这么好。
And after they have read it, they say, oh, now today I understand how good it is.
啊，虽然有一些他说这些我也不同意。
Even though they might point out certain points, they disagree with it.
那些不同意的是什么？就是加尔文的解释。
And these are the things that are interpretation due to Calvin.
那比方说圣经在这里讲一件事，这里讲一件事。
And for example, the Bible book brings out two things.
中间没有讲。
And in the between, there's nothing mentioned.
啊，这些神学家就想在中间搭一个桥过来，跟它连起来。
Many theologians would like to build a bridge to gap.
那么大家就有他的论点、他的观点、他的说法了。
And many people would have different points of view and different explanations.
所有出毛病的地方，就是在这个推论的那些地方。
And all problems come from this bridge of inference.
在圣经方面不会出毛病。
In the scripture, there is no problem.
啊，我们明白这一点。
We must understand this point.
好，那个预定论对信徒实在是有帮助。
The understanding of predestination is very helpful to Christians.
啊，为什么我们的同学都要读那一本预定论，基督教预定论那本书呢？
How is it that I ask all our students to read the book on predestination?
这本书是从英文翻译过来，英文、中文都有的。
We have both the English and the Chinese translation.
因为很多神学生呢、啊，他自己不懂预定论了、啊，他就随便批评、拒绝预定论。
Because many seminary students do not understand it, and then they just carelessly criticize.
好，你拒绝加尔文或是他的跟他一起的人的说法呢，不要紧，但你不能够拒绝圣经的预定论。
And it is all right to deny Calvin or his theory, but we shouldn't deny the scripture.
我们不能够因一会时。
We cannot just because of one point and then forget about the rest.
到底预定论对信徒是很有益处的。
I think it's most helpful to believers.
我巴不得你们大家都为了接受神的话，接受圣经上所讲的预定。
I hope that all of you, because of you want to receive the word of God, you will receive the biblical predestination.
啊，千万不要为我们的加尔文弟兄来厌弃预定的事情。
Don't do to Calvin, and then you turn your head against predestination.
好的，预定论对信徒的益处有两方面，顶少。
What are the benefits? At least there are two ways, two different points.
预定论告诉我们，神的救恩是老早在他永世的计划中间。
Predestination tells us the salvation of God already exists from eternity.
每一个信徒，连我们在里面，都拯救蒙恩典。
Every believer, including all of us, as we are saved.
啊，不是偶然的，是临时的抢救的办法。
It is not an accidental salvation.
好像这个小孩子掉下来，我赶快伸手把他拉出来。
If someone fall down, and I just drag him out.
没有，神做事情是很有规矩、很有计划的。
God works according to His own plan.
啊，保罗，以弗所书说，在创世以前已经拣选了我们。
And the book of Ephesians tells us that before the creation of this world, God has already chosen us.
好，那么神的救恩是老早在他永世计划中。
So the salvation of God exists even in eternity.
啊，你可以到三十几岁、五十几岁，甚至八十几岁才得救，但神这个计划老早已经预定好了。
You may be saved at 30s or 50s or even 80s years old, but God has His plan a long time ago.
好，那给你知道，神老早知道你。
So God knew you a long time ago.
诗篇说：“我还没有成型的体质，我还没有在母胎里面成型，你已经完全知道我的事，都已在记在你的册子上了。”
The book of Psalms tells us that before I was formed in my mother's womb, you already knew me, and all my things are recorded.
你说这真那么有可能啊？
You say, how can this be possible?
我都还没有成胎那么，神已经都知道我的事了。
I was not even formed, and God knew me.
不要以我们的头脑，我们以小人的头脑去度量我们全能的神的头脑。
Do not estimate this Almighty God without limited understanding.
啊，那我们不要以为说我们不可能的神也不可能了。
Don't think that whatever we are impossible, that it would also be impossible for God.
啊，神老早就知道我们。
God knew us ahead.
你的缺点，你的弱点在那里，你的失败在会在那里，他都知道的。
All your weaknesses, your shortcomings, and your failure, he knew them.
所以他不会半路把你丢下去的。
So he would not abandon you halfway.
现在很多年轻的人结婚了，半年、一年、三年、五年就闹翻了。
There are many young couples, maybe after 1 to 3 years, 5 years of marriage, and they broke up.
有一个原因就是对对方不够认识。
One reason is they have not understand his partner.
所以难怪有人说，我跟他结婚以前好像他是天使，以后好像是魔鬼。
Some say before I married like an angel, and after that I found her as a devil.
那我怎么可以跟一个魔鬼
同
一同生活下去呢？
How can I live together with a devil?
他是魔鬼，他是魔鬼。
He's a devil.
但是他在结婚之前还不知道说他是天使。
But actually, didn't realize before the marriage was an angel.
人才会这样啊！他这是跟交了朋友，到了一半觉得这个朋友不行的，放下。
Men will make this mistake, so we do not understand our friends.
那神不会这样。
But God will not.
神不会半路把我们丢下去的。
He will not abandon us.
因为他有一定的计划。
Because he has a definite plan.
无论魔鬼怎么样工作，人怎么样软弱，他要照他的计划成就的。
No matter how the devils work and how weak we are, God will accomplish it according to his plan.
那我们走在路上，一只狗像我们不住的叫，我们会给他好像威胁一下。
As we walk on the road, if a dog keeps barking at us, we may try to scare him.
或者拿一个石头给他怕。
Or take up a stone and trying to.
这样我们走路的时候，我们就去了几秒钟，是几分钟了。
And then we wasted some minutes, seconds.
啊，神不会这样的，临时来了这些挫折的。
But God will not. There's not such a thing.
好，第一件事给我们知道，神老早知道我们。
So the first thing is predestination allows us to realize God knew us ahead.
是罗马第五章说，基督在我们还做罪人的时候，啊，他为我们死。
Romans 5 tells us that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners.
他明知我们是罪人。
He knew that we were sinners.
他也知道在我们软弱的时候为我们死。
But he died when we were weak.
他不是看见我们很好就把我们这个拣选出来。
He didn't elect us because we were good.
如果这样他一定失望。
Otherwise, he'll be terribly disappointed.
但你的一切事情他完全知道啊，你会软弱，你会跌了一跤，他都知道。
All the concerning you, he knows. Whether you'll be weak and fall, he knows.
因此他的恩赐和选召永不后悔。
And so his gift and his election will never be repented.
好，这是第一件事。
That's the first thing.
给我们知道神的救恩一定要实现。
Allowed us that the salvation of God must be accomplished.
第二件事。
Secondly.
这一定论帮助我们，知道神会救我们到底，神会爱我们到底。
Predestination helps us to understand that God will save us to the utmost and love us to the utmost.
很多人他的一败涂地啊，爬不起来，就是因为他败了，他不敢起来。
The failure of many is because that after they fail, they dare not to rise up again.
他的失败就是因为失败而失败。
They fail because of their failure.
那很多人就不敢到主面前来。
They dare not to come before God again.
我们有一首圣诗啊，很舒适的。旧的诗歌讲到我的信心向主仰望
said, My faith look towards the Lord.
啊啷啷啷啷啷啷那首诗啊那首诗的作者啊到年老的时候觉得神离开他
the author of that hymn and his old age he found that God was leaving
觉得主不要他
he felt as if the Lord did not want him anymore
我自己的母亲到有一个诗琪也是这样他觉得主不要他
At one time, my mother felt the same way.
她要求我跟她进食祷告。
And she asked me to pray in fast.
各种的办法都没有办法。
Use all kinds of ways.
她觉得她祷告好像同天天地一样的，都不祷告不通了。
And she said that her prayer as if facing an iron door, it wouldn't even go through.
她是觉得可能主就不要她了。
She felt as if maybe the Lord doesn't want her anymore.
我的岳母在年老的时候
，And my mother-in-law at her age,
常常对她的。这个下辈这样讲
would often talk to her
他说怕我不会进天堂
I'm afraid I may not go enter into heaven
我没有把握
I have no assurance
就是他在颂赞这弟兄的布道会里面大复兴
then she was greatly revived in an evangelist meeting by Johnson
但是会这样
but it may happen
那预定论就要帮助这种人
I think predestination will help this type of people
没有人能够帮助你
No one can really.
好像我的妈妈，我没有办法帮助她。
Even my own mother, I could not.
后来她就想，可能我没有到我的，她想没有到我的祖父，就是她的父亲的家乡那边传福音。
And she said, "Oh, maybe because you didn't go to the native land of your father to preach the gospel."
啊，好了，那么她就到我的外祖父的那个家工作的地方去传福音。
And then she went over to my grandfather's place.
传福音回来了，心里还是不平安。
She came back, and still she had no peace.
后来发现是什么
？What then later on she discovered?
那个战争一爆发，她受打击太大了。
It was right at the beginning of the war. She was greatly disturbed.
她神经衰弱了。
She became depressed.
神经衰弱下去的，就变成心里面害怕和挂虑。
And she had a great deal of worry and fear in her heart.
这是你。我回来看见我母亲，我从上海回来看我母亲啊，那这个面带愁容啊，一点都没有喜乐啊。
When I came back from Shanghai looking at my mother, I realized that she was so worried. There was no joy in her face.
那我的嫂嫂说：“你看，她好像每天在那里哭。”
My sister-in-law told me as if she's crying there every day.
那个时候我对预定论还没有这么多的看见呢、啊，我不会告诉她。
During that time, I didn't understand predestination that much, and I couldn't tell him.
好，那么刚才我讲那个圣诗的作者，后来他从圣经得到一亮光了，他无论如何他站住。
The author of the hymn I mentioned later on from the word he received light and he could stand firm.
我的母亲是有一天的祷告得到圣经一句话，就整个改变过来了。
And my mother, while she was praying, one day the Lord gave her a verse.
预定论告诉我们，神总不丢弃我们。
Biblical predestination tells us that God will never forsake us.
司布真在讲这个希伯来书十三章说，主告诉我们说，我总不离弃你。
Spurgeon, when he preached on Hebrews 13, reminding us that Lord said, I will never forsake you.
他说在原文里面呢是，我总不离开你。
And he said in the original language, the Lord said, I will not forsake you.
啊。那么这个是太好了。
This is most precious.
啊，你如果看预定论是一是叫我们初信的人知道，这不是我们半路出家的。
And so, first of all, with predestination allows us to see that there is a plan to our salvation.
叫一信的人就给我们到时候，我们一得了，我们是非常稳当的。
And then once we believed, we are very, very sure.
这是在得救的永恒啊，在这个神学里面是一门很重要的功课。
And the assurance of salvation is a very important point in theology.
好，那么我就按照圣经各方面的道理，我提出圣经中的一定论。
And so according to what is brought out in the word, I'm telling you the biblical interpretation.
我有七点，请各位特别注意。
There are seven points I'd like to call your attention to.
第一件事，神的主权和智慧能力爱心。
First of all, the sovereignty, the wisdom, the power, and the love of God.
啊，他可以预定许多许许许多多的事。
He can predestine many things.
但他只给我们知道这三件他所预定的事。
But he only revealed to us three things that he predestined.
哦，他只告诉我们他预定三件事，但并不是只有这三件事。
He only reveals to us his three things of his predestination, but it doesn't mean that he only predestined just these three.
好了，那些其他预定的，他不告诉我们，千万不要自己去推测了。
And all the rest that he didn't tell us, we shouldn't try to guess.
啊，所以我们不要把什么责任都推给神。好了，那么神你预定好了。
So we shouldn't give our responsibility to God and say, okay, let you predestine.
我们神老早知道我们这些小孩子会这样的。
God already knew we would be like this.
所以应该让你们知道，给你们知道，不让你们知道了不讲。
So whatever we should know, he tells us, otherwise he would not.
你们还没有长大成人呢。
You have not grown to maturity.
到见主面的时候，我们完全像基督啊，他讲什么我们都明白了。
When we shall see him face to face, we'll be like him, and whatever he say, we'll understand.
好，他可以预定许多事。
He can predestine many things.
因为他有主权、有智慧、有能力、有爱心。
Because his sovereignty, his power, his wisdom, and his love.
但他只给我们知道他预定这三件事。
But he only revealed three things to us.
那我说是在那个严格的在预定这个名这个术语里面。
And so, strictly speaking, under the term of predestination.
第二件事我们要知道。
Secondly,
神愿意万人得救，明白真道。
God desires that all to be saved and understanding His truth.
那是提摩太前书第二章第四节。
This is in Second Timothy chapter, First Timothy chapter 2 verse 4.
那个万人不是一万人，那不是这个 10,000 不是这样的。
We're not talking about 10,000 people. In Chinese, it says 10,000.
那万人是所有的人。
But rather, it's a term using to include all people.
啊，那又以彼得后书三章九节说。
And then Second Peter 3:9 says.
他不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人悔改。
God is not willing that one should perish, but all come to repentance.
好，我们的神不能够背负他自己。
And how God cannot deny himself.
这是提摩太后书第二章三十一节。十三节讲的。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 13.
他不能够背后自己，有一个意思，他做事不会矛盾冲突的。
In other words, he cannot act contrary to his nature.
他不能告诉人家说我愿意人人悔改，又说我预定一些人要沉沦，一些人要得救。
He cannot say I desire that all to come to repentance, and then he will say I predestined certain one to be saved and certain one.
有很多时候我们的头脑啊，这是搞不通的了。
Many a time our mind cannot understand.
啊，好像那个 Dr. Gordon Clark.
Just like Dr. Gordon Clark.
那是很有名的，张牧师张教授很认识他的。
I think Professor John Newsing.
那他就讲到那个 Karl Barth 啊，他的这个神学方法，他有一句话我永远不忘记。
You talk about the theological methods. There's one thing that I can never forget.
就是他讲到 Karl Barth.
He referred to Karl Barth.
啊，他这个 Karl Barth 的神学啊，很多人没有办法不倒他的。
The theology of Karl Barth, many find it difficult to argue.
他的讲话非常厉害的。
He was a very gifted, you might say, the speaker.
那么这个Dr. Clark 他说
，Dr. Clark said,
他说。这个巴特这个人啊，他所讲的不是 logos， 他讲 logic。
He said what Bach speaks is not a logos, that is not the word, but rather is logic.
啊，他不是讲神的道，是讲逻辑的。
So he does not preach on the word of God, but rather is preaching on logic.
那读过希腊文的人都知道，这个逻辑跟这个logos 这个字，两个字是这个逻辑这个字是从 logos 来的。
Those who study Greek will know that the word logic comes to the word logos.
但是如果是神的话语跟人的逻辑啊，那就不能够比的了。
But there is no comparison between the word of God and the logic of man.
啊，人的逻辑是不能够比神的话语。
The logic of man cannot be compared to the word of God.
我想这一个是一个很重要的事。
I think this is a very important point.
那我们的头脑所能知道是一些逻辑的。
all that we can think about is certain logic.
我们给这个逻辑学啊，弄到我们非常重理论了。
And we like to drilled on theory according to logic.
很多神的话就不能够用逻辑去解释的。
And yet many words of God cannot be explained, interpreted.
用逻辑解释可以用头脑来解释的。
In other words, not according to our mind.
很多人需要用信心才能够解释的。
Much of it need to be interpreted according to faith.
那逻辑是矮板的，但是这个信心是活的。
The logic is dead, but our faith is living.
而神的话也是活的。
And the words of God is also living.
那么神不会冲突的。
God will not be contrary.
你放心了，我们的神不会好像我们这么笨的。
So you can take heart. God will not be as foolish as we are.
你想这样是矛盾，神说没有矛盾，样样都很好。
And we think of it as a conflict, but to God it isn't.
好，第三。
Thirdly,
我们要注意圣经中的预定的意思。
We must to pay attention to the meaning of predestination.
神不会预定某一些人应该沉沦。
God will not predestine certain people to perish.
这个要注意。
This we must.
所以林语堂啊，在这个香港有一次对这个基督教的作家谈话的时候。
Once Lin Yutang speak to a Christian writers in Hong Kong.
他说他信基督教，但是他拒绝，他都不反对预定论。
He proclaimed that he believed in Christianity, but he does not agree with predestination.
他说这个预定论真是害人不少。
害死人。后来圣经报有一篇文章就告诉他说，林先生啊，你就不懂得什么是预定论了。And later on, someone wrote an article and said that Mr. Lin, you really do not understand biblical predestination.
那个极端的预定论就说，神老早预定谁得救谁沉沦。In
the extreme sense, predestination says certain people will perish and certain will be saved.
今天连加尔文的那些忠实的门徒啊，都不敢不说这样了。Today,
even the faithful disciples of Calvin will not say such a thing.
因为这不是圣经所讲的。Because
this is not from the Bible.
圣经明明讲到他愿意人人得救嘛。Because
the scripture clearly tells us that he willed all to be saved.
他不愿意一人沉沦嘛。And
none perish.
神不会自相矛盾。God
will not contradict himself.
神不一定某一些人会沉沦。
God will not predestine certain people to perish.
但是神只会预先知道有一些人会沉沦。
But God foreknows certain people will perish.
那些人，
Who are these?
那些坚持到底不肯接受救恩的人。
Those who would be stiff-necked and would not accept salvation.
很有可能，但不一定有可能。
And I say it's most possible, but not possible.
那些撒旦教会里面的人。
Most probable that those who are in the church of Satan.
可能神知道他们这个没有救药。
Perhaps God knew that there is no way for them.
他们不但不接受，而且故意抵挡神。
Not only did they not receive, but they go against God.
好，所以在圣经里面告诉我们，这永远的刑罚就是那个永火火湖里面，是魔鬼和他的使者，神为魔鬼和他的使者预备的地方。
The scripture tells us that in the eternal fire, it was, that is the hell, it was prepared for Satan and his followers.
做不信的，神心里面难过的是，有一些人要跟着魔鬼到那个地方去的。
I think what made God sorrowful was that some people will follow Satan to go to that
place. 那个地方是魔鬼和他的使者，魔鬼和他的差役，他的仆人。
And that place was originally prepared for Satan and his servants.
那是大鬼、小鬼、大鬼、小鬼在里面的。
And that is Satan and all the other demons.
那是有神形象被神所造的人，竟然也跟着到那边去。
It is said that those who were created in the image of God and want to follow them there.
他们的沉沦不是神预定。
God did not predestine their perishing.
神不能够预定他们沉沦。
God will not predestine.
是他们自己做来的。
But they choose it themselves.
他们坚持到底，死硬到底，所以他们跟着魔鬼去了。
They insisted to the end, and so they follow Satan.
所以人应该自己负责任，不能够推到神的身上。So
we are to be responsible for ourselves. We cannot push it to God.
第四点，
Fourthly,
神不会预定某某人会去犯某一种的罪。God
will not predestine certain people to sin at certain areas.
对吧？ 神不会预定我们去犯罪。
God will not predestine us to sin.
这是他预定我们就犯一种罪，那么我们到审判台前，到基督台前，我们可以告诉他说：“你预定我做的吗？”
If he should predestine us to sin, then before the judgment, we could tell him, "Oh, you have predestined me to do so."
他不会预定我们去犯罪。
No, he will not predestine us.
但是他会允许人 有刚硬和不信的心。
But he would allow us to have a hardened of heart and a disbelief.
那就是根据他对神的态度来。
And this goes according to his attitude toward God.
那我可以举出法老王。
I can mention Pharaoh.
神任凭他心里刚硬，不让以色列人出去。
God allowed him to harden his heart that he refused the Israelites to leave Egypt.
啊，犹太人他这个心门子油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷。
And to the Jews, their heart were hardened, and their ears were closed, and their eyes were dim.
有一段很长的时间。
And for a long time.
是神给他们一个刑罚。
God gave them a punishment.
但是神没有负这个责任，他们要自己负责任。
But they themselves were responsible for it.
有人说，如果我们不是犹大卖主啊，今天我们就没有得救了。
Many said if Judah did not betray his Lord, then we will not be saved today.
这是犹大虽然不好，但是都有功的了。
So even though Judah was no good, but he seemed to have brought some did some good things.
这是错误，因为神没有预定犹大这个人要去卖主耶稣的。
This is wrong. God did not predestine Judah to betray Jesus Christ.
神只是预定说，预先说明说有一个人。啊，是跟主耶稣很近的人要卖主耶稣。
God only forecast or foretold that there would be someone who was close to the Lord Jesus who would betray him.
那犹大跑到那边了，就自己去做这个人了。
And Judas ran over and he became this person.
所以到底他还是要自己负责任。
He was responsible for himself.
神没有预定加略人犹大要一定要卖耶稣，在旧约圣经从来没有讲到。
God did not predestine Judah must betray Jesus.
但是到新约时代就出来一个犹大，他就是常常在那里贪财，常常在那里啊，没有真心的来跟随主。
But then in the New Testament there was this Judas, and he didn't follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
魔鬼就看准了这个家伙是最好利用的了。
And Satan saw him and knew that he could make use of him.
所以魔鬼进到他心里面去。
Satan entered into his heart.
他的心里面没有主啊，他就有魔鬼了。
And as his heart did not have the Lord, he has.
魔鬼进到他的心了，他就出卖主耶稣了。
And Satan entered his heart and he betrayed Jesus Christ.
就是犹大是没有功劳可讲。
So there is no good thing about Judas.
他是罪有应得了。罪有应得。
Getting whatever he paid.
好，第五点。
The fifth point.
神会预定一些好的事情。
God will predestine certain good things.
或者好的工作。
Or good work,
教书他的人去做
so that those who belong to him will go ahead and do them.
那是以弗所二章十节，提多书二章十四节。
This find in Ephesians 2 verse 10 and Titus 2.
第二章十四节。
Verse 14.
这告诉我们说，神预备了一些善事要我们去做。
It tells us that God has prepared certain good things for us to do.
是神预备要我们去行的。
God has prepared for us to do.
神是要我们热心去行他所要我们行的善事。
God would that we would be eager to do the good things He desired us to do.
好，这是神老早有预备这些东西了，这些事情。
These are the things that God prepared.
这些工作。
These good works.
所以千万不要再推到神的身上说，好了，你已经预定了，我不必传福音。
And so don't just let the responsibility be laid on God and say you are predestined, and I don't have to preach the gospel.
如果这个人是预定得救了，我不传，他会自己得救的。
If this one is predestined to be saved, even if I don't preach, he will be saved.
如果他不会得救，我怎么样苦口婆心啊啊，用尽各样的九牛二虎之力啊，他都没有办法的。
If he is not to be saved, no matter what he tried, what I tried, there's no way.
这是你自己想错了神的话，神圣经没有这样讲的。
This is wrong. This is how we misunderstand.
预定论不会叫人把预定论当作宿命论。
Predestination will not allow us to.
这成为那个命运的安排。
To consider as a way of arranging our fate.
那么预定论也不会叫我们放下我们应当负的责任。
And predestination will not tell us to give up our responsibilities.
我在神学院的时候，有一个同学就问我们的院长这比较是这一句这个问题。
When I was in the seminary, a student asked the president.
他说这样啊，我们何必传福音呢
？And he said, if this is the case, how should I preach the gospel?
这个老人家答得很好。
And the president gave a very good answer.
他说你怎么会知道神呢预定你这个某某人应当去传福音呢
？So how do you know that such a person as you are to preach the gospel?
你怎么会知道神不这样预定呢？
How did you know that God has not predestined you to do so?
你猜错了神的心。
Perhaps you have guessed the heart of God wrong.
所以神会预定一些好，预先安排一些好的事情，好的工作要我们去做的。
So God will predestine certain good works for us to do.
好像他选召了保罗，呼召保罗。
For example, he selected Paul and called him.
保罗悔改了。
And Paul repented.
那神就给他知道啊，这一份工作是你要做的。
And God let him know that this is the things you are to do.
你要为我受苦。
You will suffer for my sake.
你要为我做外邦人的使徒。
And you will be an apostle to the Gentiles.
我特别指定预备你要做传福音的人。
I designate that you're going to be an evangelist.
好了，这个桌子如果做讲台用的，我们就不能够去做别的用处。
And this is a podium, it cannot be used for other purpose.
啊，所以神就规定了我们要做什么。
And so God said that what we should do.
啊，那是有一些工作和好的事情、事工，神已经预备要我们做的。
So there are certain ministries and good works that God has predestined us to do.
所以我们不能够推卸自己的责任。
And we cannot push it aside.
第六点。
Sixth point.
神给人有自由的意志是不错的。
It's true that God has given us a free will.
但是意志的自由是有限的。
But there's limitation to our free will.
那是箴言二十一章一节。
In Proverbs chapter 21,
说王的心在耶和华的手中，如同狼沟的水啊，随意流转。
It says the heart of a king in the hands of the Lord is like water that can flow freely.
自古以来，帝王要做什么事情，很多下面的人臣啊、臣仆啊，很难去拦阻他的。
From of old, whatever a king wants to do is difficult for his servants to go against him.
啊，做起帝王来，他不怕上帝，也不怕人的。
And as a king, he is not afraid of God, not afraid of man.
但是箴言却说，他的心在主的手中，好像龙沟的水啊，随意流转。
But the proverb tells us that his heart in the hands of God was like water that flows freely.
哦，我特别找到很多例子。
I find several many examples.
这个法老王啊
，This King Pharaoh.
有一天要做连做两个梦。
One day he had two dreams.
那是神给他做两个梦，为了把这个约瑟从监牢里面提拔出来的。
God gave him these two dreams in order that Joseph may be saved from the prison.
要完成了他从前给这个约瑟所看见的异梦。
It is to accomplish the vision that Joseph saw earlier.
啊，所以法老没有办法，只好去找约瑟出来了。
So Pharaoh had to seek for Joseph.
第二个例子是西拿基尼。
The second example is that
啊，那是亚述王，以赛亚时代的一个亚述王。
A Syrian king in the time of Isaiah.
啊，那么这个西拿基尼啊，就大骂以色列人不要依靠神。
And Sennacherib he rebuked the Israelites and tell them not to trust in God.
他以为说势如破竹啊，无往不胜。
He thought that as he rushed to the Israelites, he would met victory everywhere.
啊，你们不要信西西家王劝你们来信靠神的话。
He said, "Don't trust your king Hezekiah; that you should trust in Jehovah."
没有一个神能够救我脱离他们救他们脱离我的手。
And no God has saved their people from my hands.
好了，他有自由的意志，要骂什么就讲什么。
Yes, he had a free will; he could just scold and rebuke.
啊、神就把他召回去用钩钩回去以后他死掉了 全军覆没
But then God called him back and then he shortly he died and his entire army was
18万多的人、啊、全数死掉
Over 180,000 completely perished
后来他还被人家刺杀死了
And even he himself the king was assassinated
第三个例子是尼哥他就以为说他现在是称霸全世界了。
He thought that he was in control of the entire world.
那么从天上有声音说：“尼波加尼撒王啊，这个你的国权离开你啊，你要吃草如牛。”
But then there's a voice coming from heaven tell him that your kingdom should be taken away from you. You will eat grass like an ox.
经过多少期，多少时期
？After so much time.
到他恢复过来。
Until he was recovered.
他说他的旨意没有人能够拦阻。
Then he said, "The will of God, no one can obstruct."
他就谦卑下来了。
And he humbled himself.
啊，除了尼布加尼撒王，好的一方面是古列王。
And besides this, Nebuchadnezzar, on the good side, we'll have King Cyrus.
那、古列王他这只是继续这个大力乌王，不是古列王啊，他就是击倒了这个尼布加尼撒王之后，而且这个巴比伦的帝国之后。
He was the king that came after the Babylonian control.
啊。 那么他就觉得他有个责任要让以色列人回过去去重建圣殿。
He felt to have a duty to allow the Israelites to go back to their country to rebuild their temple.
啊，无论在这个历史的经过如何啊，他总是啊立定心志要叫以色列人回去的。
No matter how the history takes place, but he made up his mind to allow the Jews to return.
他不但是允许他们去，还帮助他们去成功这件事。
Not only did he allow them to go, but help them in their matter.
刚好那个是以色列人被掳70年，照做耶利米所预言的。
And this was exactly 70 years after the captivity of the Jews, according to the prophecy of Isaiah.
每一个世界上的人是这样，他有自由意志，但是自由意志有一定的限度。
Everyone in this world has a free will, but this free will is limited.
那比方说，我们每一个人开车，你要到哪里去都可以自由的。
For example, we are free to drive our car to whatever place we want.
但有一个限度，你必须依照交通条例。
But there is a limitation. You must follow the traffic rules.
你不能够不随便乱来的。
You can't just do your, go your way.
啊，那么你必须依照交通的条例，你才可以自由到哪里去，去到哪里去。
And only if you follow the regulations, then you can go to the places you want to.
因此，神给我们自由的意志，但是有一定的限度。
And so God gives us a free will, but there is a limitation.
不能够超过他的计划之外。
We cannot go beyond His plan.
好，最后一点。
Finally, the last point.
人的自由意志不能够阻止神的计划。
The free will of man cannot obstruct the plan of God.
是但以理第四章35节是尼布加尼撒的见证。
In Daniel chapter 4:35, this is testimony of Nebuchadnezzar.
他完全照着他自己的旨意来行事。
He wanted to do things according to his own will.
约伯记42:2。
Job the chapter 42:2.
约伯对神说：“你的旨意不能拦阻。”
And he said, "God, your will cannot be obstructed."
好，人的自由意志不能够拦阻神的计划。
So the free will of God cannot obstruct the plan. The free will of man cannot obstruct the plan of God.
因此，人的自由意志在救恩上没有功劳。
And likewise, the free will of man has no part in salvation.
你不能够说我因我自由意志帮你神的忙啊，所以我们救恩才成功了。
I cannot say because of my free will.That I help you, God, so your salvation plan is accomplished.
啊，那这是不是圣经的意思
？This is not the understanding of the scripture.
救恩完全是神的恩典，不是人的功劳。
Salvation is completely the grace of God. It's no part of man.
好，这七点呢，是我从圣经里面各方面去看出来的。
These are the seven points that I conclude and summarize from the scripture.
你如果明白了这几点呢，你会减少你对预定论的误会。
And if you understand these points, I think it will diminish your misunderstanding toward predestination.
好，我希望再有一刻钟。
I hope that we still have another 15 minutes.
那是我们要讲这个第八章的跟神的选召有关系的另外一个论题。
And we would like to consider another topic, concerning the election of God.
那是罗马书第八章28节。
Romans chapter 8:28.
这是我们的宝贝的圣经节。
This is a verse that we treasure much.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
We know that in everything God works for good with those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose.
好，那么在这里说，按他旨意被召的人。
Who are called according to his purpose.
那这就是讲到有蒙召的人。
Here we're talking about someone who's called.
他说，我叫爱神的人得益处。
That those who love him, good works will be done.
这是神所选召的人，也就是爱神的人。
These are also those who are called by God, also those who love God.
那有的时候你会自谦卑的这样说。
Sometimes we think we are humble and we say,
是我实在不是爱神的，所以我得不到益处。
I really do not love God, and maybe this is not profitable to me.
好，我特别要故意特别注意的是，很多人讲这一些圣经或者读这一些圣经没有发现到的。
I like to call your attention to certain things that most of us, when we read it, we did not discover.
只是万事能够互相效力，叫我们得益处，就是因为我们是按他旨意来选召的人。
And that all things work for good for those who love him, because we are the one called according to his purpose.
神按照他的旨意来召我们。
God called us according to His purpose.
他就要叫万事都互相效力。
And so He would allow all things to work for good.
好，在圣经里面呢，这个神的旨意，在中文圣经神的旨意里面，在希腊文有三个字。
The purpose of God in the Chinese actually refers to purpose.
啊，第二个是神的计划。
And secondly, it refers to the plan or the counsel.
那神这个圣经还中文圣经还把它翻成神的旨意。
In Chinese, we still say the will of God.
那第三就是他的心愿。
And thirdly, is His will.
啊，那么这个心愿呢，我们也翻成神的旨意。
Likewise, we use the same word in Chinese.
好，这三个字在希腊文圣经里面呢，在以弗所第一章第十一节全部出现。
All these three words appear in Ephesians 1 verse 11.
但中文没有翻不出来。
But in Chinese, they are all the same.
中文圣经翻不出来。啊，好，在这里就讲到我们这些凡事互相效力，就给这些按他旨意被召的人。
Here it says that all things work for good for those who are called according to His purpose.
这叫我们这些人得益处，因为神召我们，神按他的旨意召我们。
These works are to be profitable for us because God has called us according to His purpose.
那么他的目的是什么？他召我们的目的是什么
what is the purpose of His calling?
这里说旨意其实是目的了。他召我们的目的是什么？
And so verse 28 here is according to His purpose. And what is this purpose?
那这是29节跟30节所讲的了。
And the purpose is given in verse 29 and 30.
他召我们要我们得荣耀。
He called us that we may receive glory.
他召我们要我们跟耶稣他的儿子一模一样。
He called us that we may be conformed to the image of His Son.
好了，为了这个目的，神就要让凡事互相效力了。
Because of this purpose, God allows all things to work for good.
那个万事互相效力，换一句话说，神动员一切来给我们得到益处。
In other words, God works in all different many ways so that we may be profitable.
是所有的事情跟物的东西啊，都在那里为我们来做仆人一样的。
So God works out in such a way that all things and all circumstances acting as our servants.
连我们身体上的细胞都要听神的话来在那里帮助我们了。
Even our cells and our body has to obey God.
所以有的时候人生病了或人家好了，你看神有办法叫那些白血球在那里做很好的工作。
So sometimes a man gets sick and he recovers. God allows sometimes a white blood cell to
work. 万事万物在那里就在神的目标里面来完成，来帮助我们得益处。
So all things and all circumstances, according to the purpose of God, they work out for our good.
好，在家庭里面第一个婴孩出生的之前。
In a family, before the first child is born.
到出生的时候，出生之后。
And until the child is born, after he's born.
这个家庭所有的设备都为了这个小生命。
Everything is planned according to this new life.
这个做爸爸的人想到楼梯要弄一个栏杆才可以的。
And the father will think about that he ought to prepare a railing by the stairs.
不然他会掉下去的。
Otherwise, the child may fall down.
这个窗户应该怎么样做？
Or the windows ought to prepare.
好，这个摇篮或者小床应该怎么样？
What about the basket and the bed for the child?
整个家都以这一个小生命、小东西做中心的。
And all home, everything in the home was pointed to this new life.
都要给这个 baby 将来会得到益处的。
In order that everything will work for good for this baby.
神就是这样做法的。
This is the way God.
动员一切一同工作来帮助我们。
He will raise up all kinds of works there to help us.
那做什么用呢？
What for?
就是要让我们越来越像主。
That we may more and more conform to.
就是要叫我们更就成为一个爱神的，不然神爱我们，我们也爱神。
That we may become one that who loves him, not only he loves us.
所以你不要自己谦卑说我不够爱神，所以这些没有益处的。
So don't try to humble to yourself and say I don't love God enough, so these things will not be good to me.
神会做到你自己自然而然的会自动爱神的了。
God will work in such a way so that you will love him very naturally.
那是主的工作。
This is the work of the Lord.
啊，那么神还会用诸般的患难来帮助我们。
And God will make use of all kinds of tribulations to help us.
那是八章十八节说，那我想现在的苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，不足介意了。
It's in 8:18. I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
啊，那个圣经讲到荣耀总是有苦难的。
when the scripture mentioned glory, it is also suffering.
先有苦难才有荣耀。
First suffering and then glory.
苦难越多啊，荣耀越大。
More the sufferings, the greater the glory.
我再说我们的神是非常公道的。
Once again, I say our God is a very just God.
一点没有吃苦啊，还给他很多的荣耀。这神不会这样做的。
He will not glorify a person without giving him suffering.
因为耶稣基督自己都要从苦难进入荣耀。
For even the Lord Jesus Christ, he entered glory through suffering.
那我们这些耶稣基督的门徒都要这样的。
And of course, these disciples of Christ, we follow the same.
所以保罗啊，一想到他的苦楚啊。和信徒的所受的苦，他就说：“如果跟我们将来的荣耀比啊，那还是不可比的。”
And so Paul, thinking of his own sufferings and the sufferings of other believers, and said, "This is no comparison to the glories to be revealed to us."
好，三四五节之后就讲到，谁能与我们使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢
？In verse 35, it mentioned, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?"
啊，那意思说是没有人，没有无论天上地下地底下的，没有什么能够叫，没有什么力量，什么人，什么物能够叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
There it refers to that there is no one and nothing, no person under heaven or earth that can separate us from the love of Christ.
好了，这个世界跟这个魔鬼可以用患难、困苦、逼迫、饥饿、赤身露体、危险、刀剑，来对付我们。
You know, the world and Satan can deal with us with tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or even sword.
啊，这些来啊，都不能够叫我们与基督的爱隔绝，反倒更帮助我们爱主。
This will never separate us from the love of Christ, but on the contrary, will allow us to love Him more.
所以神选召我们，呼召我们每一个人得救。
So God called us to salvation.
他就有个目的，要我们像让我们像基督那样的爱神的了。
And He has a purpose for us that we may love God as Christ did.
他会照着每一个人的程度啊，不会，你不要怕，把我，我把你们吓坏了，不要怕，不要怕，神不会随便给苦难临到你们的。
Don't let me frighten you. God will allow it according to our degrees and how much we can take.
你能够挑了100斤啊，神就给你80斤的苦难。
And if you can bear the 100 pounds of suffering, he will give you 80.
那很多时候，很多基督徒说我已经没有办法了，我没有办法了。一说没有办法，神就立刻给他转变过来了。
Many Christians cry, "Oh, I can't help it anymore," and immediately God changed.
其实他还有办法，不过他忍不住了。
Actually, he still can't take it. It's just
好，无论在时间在分量方面，神很知道的了。
So no matter in time or in quantity, God knows.
你爱你的小孩子。
You love your children.
你孩子才12岁，你叫他挑200多磅的东西，你怎忍的啊
？At the 12, you will not ask him to carry a load of 200 pounds.
那我们尚且如此，我们的神比我们更爱。
If we like so, how much our God?
所以尽管放心了，神不会挑拦你的。
So we can take heart.
不会错待你的。
Too difficult for us.
好，为了神选召我们。
So for the sake that God elected us,
他有一个目的
he has a purpose,
是要我们向主
that we may be conformed
所以他会叫万事互相效力一起工作让我们成为一个真实爱神的人
So he would demand that all things work together and work good for us
无论什么事情都对我们有益处的
No matter what it is, it will be profitable to us
如果要做这样的见证很多我们可以特别来有一本见证书见证这一节很多基督徒的经验
If we are to give such testimonies, I think we can compile a whole book just testify to this verse.
好，大家明白了这些事。
And that we understand these.
这是说啊，神啊召我们，他会救我们到底。
And that is God called us; He will save us to the utmost.
这没有一个人，或是魔鬼，或是天使，能够叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
And there is no one.Neither the devil nor the angel can separate us from the love of Christ.
我提到我可以提到两个我的两个同学的见证的经历来做结束。
The testimonies of two of my school students.
跟我同班的一个同学在神学院里边。
Oh, this my schoolmate.
他奉献的时候牺牲很大。
When he dedicated his life to the Lord, he had to sacrifice a great deal.
他有个很好的机会，但是他放下了。
He had a very good opportunity, and he gave it up.
以后他就为主做工。
And later on, he served the Lord.
啊，中国有的信徒讥笑传道人说：“10个传道9个穷。”
And then the Chinese laughing at the preachers and say, "Out of 10, nine of them are poor.
4个乞丐，9怕冬。
And ten of them were
beggars.
Were beggars, and nine of them were
很怕冬天,
afraid of winter.
那么他就真的做了一个穷传道了。
And he indeed became a very poor preacher.
有一天他传福音，他说世界上的人都犯了罪。
One day he preached the gospel. He said, "All have sinned."
那有一个政府的人也说，难道我们的领袖也有罪吗？
A governmental official said, "Is also our leader a sinner too?"
他说，如果我们的领袖是人呐，他也有罪。
He said, "If our governmental leader is a man, he also is a sinner."
你敢说我们的领袖有罪，进监牢去？
How dare you to say such a thing?
是5年的徒刑。 15年
15 years, he was
就是为了这一句话15年徒刑
just because of that sentence.
好了，这15年还不满的时候， 他太太他的师母也进去了。
And before 15 years was over, his wife
但不是同在一个监房里面，
not in the same place,
另外在一个地方，
a different prison.
小孩子只有跟他外祖母在一起。
And the children had to be taken care of by the grandma.
好，15年满的时候出来了。
And after 15 years he was released.
政府的人员说，那么你改不改？
And the governmental officials say, "Are you going to change your statement?"
你改就让你回家，你不改再进去。
If you change it, then you can go home. Otherwise, you'll be taken back again.
他说我不改。
Say, "No, I cannot change."
我回家跟在监牢一样的。
Whether I go home or I stay in the prison is the same.
好了，再进去了。
So he was.
但是不是这么简单呢？
But it was not so simple.
最近的消息说，4个指甲给他拔出来。
Recently, it was mentioned that all ten nails were taken off.
是在共产主义的国家，这是一种普通的刑罚而已。
This is a very common punishment in the communist country.
可不要以为说他先有这个麻醉药啊，然后才拔这个指甲了。
Don't think that they first will put on anesthetic on him.
也不要希望说这个指甲拔起来还有一些药可以敷在上面的。
Don't hope that they will try to put some medicine on it.
就是这样进去。
But that's how he was treated.
但他 这些事不能够叫他与主的爱隔绝。
But none of this could separate him from the love of Christ.
我们很受感动。
We were greatly moved.
我觉得我不在大陆，是神看我这个没有资格受苦的。
When I think that I'm not in the mainland China,
所以那些失败的人，我不敢批评他们。
I dare not to criticize those who fail.
另外一个姊妹跟我不同班的同一个时候。
Another sister was not in my same class, but we all were about the same class.
她在大陆辨识的时候，她就出来在香港。
During the time of the occupation of communists, she went to Hong Kong.
有人劝她不要再进去，她说不行，我的负担在那边。
She was warned not to go back, but she said, "No, my burden is there."
我要回去。
I must go back.
她回去了。
And she went back.
不久，她就被清算。
Then later on, she was
受了成为一个斗争的对象。
She became an object of persecution.
这位姊妹曾在我们学校见证会里面讲到，她说什么苦我都可以吃。
She had testified in our school that she could.
他就说这个刀剑患难困苦了什么这些，他说什么都不怕的。
She says she's not afraid of sword or peril or any persecution.
但是他说我只怕赤身露体。
So the one I'm afraid is nakedness.
他说求主不让他遭遇这些事情。
So she prayed that the Lord would not allow.
其实在这里赤身露体就是说没有衣服穿，穷到没有衣服穿。
It's nakedness, it's the extreme state of poverty.
但是在几年前，有从国内出来的一位姊妹告诉我们
，Several years ago, a sister came out from China.
说这位姊妹在被斗争的时候，她受很大的侮辱。
That when this sister was persecuted, she met with great insult.
那么政府的人员故意侮辱她。
And the governmental officials.
就是把她的衣服完全脱下来。
And will take off all her clothes.
公开示众。
That is to show her in the public.
这姊妹就说，都见证说她说她在台下看见她有天使的面貌。
And this sister testified that she saw her with the face of an angel.
那么这位姊妹现在在劳动营里面，心脏病很重。
And now she is in the labor camp and she has a very serious heart disease.
有的时候还要做工。
But still sometimes she has to work.
那么她要求这个上级给她回家去休养，她说免得我白吃政府的粮。
She requested she could rest at home so that she would not take the food just in vain.
到现在还不准许她。
But still, she was not permitted.
不久，两年前，她寄出一个照片，她就用诗篇16篇那边讲的。
2 years ago, she sent out a photograph and she quoted Psalm 16.
她说：“我的灵欢乐，我的肉身也安然居住。”
She said, "My spirit rejoiced, and my body lived in peace."
全部头发白了。
On her hair.
她多活一两岁。
She was just 1 or 2 years.
但整个头发完全纯白，好像羊毛一样。
But her hair was completely white.
但是她在照片后面写：“我的灵安乐，我的肉身也安然居住。”
But behind the photograph, she wrote, "My spirit rejoiced, and my body lived in peace."
没有任何人、任何事能够叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
There is no one and nothing that can separate us from the love of God.
因为神选召我们有个目的。
Because God called us according to His purpose.
基督与我们，我们与基督永远不分离。
Christ and we in Christ, we shall never be separate.
感谢主，赞美主。
We thank the Lord and we praise His name.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们满心感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with our whole heart.
在罗马书里面第八章有这么宝贵的意思在里面。
That there is such precious truth in this 8th chapter of Romans.
我们是多么欢喜，多么高兴。
Lord, how joyful we are.
我们的救恩是有的确坚稳的保证。
And that our salvation has such a definite assurance.
感谢主，我们靠着爱我们的主，我们会得胜有余。
Lord, we thank you that according to by our Lord, we can be victorious.
任何的患难苦楚只能够成为我们的益处，不能够害我们。
And all distress and tribulation can only do good for us.
感谢主，你的信实，你的慈爱。
Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness and your love.
你的全能和你的智慧。
Your power and your wisdom.
过于我们所能够测度的。
And beyond our understanding.
感谢主，赞美主。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.